keep going straight. You're getting tired?
Yeah. You shouldn't drink so much. Are we gonna get in trouble for this?
They won't notice a thing. That's how it looks most of the time anyway.
Whoa.
I wish I had a grandpa like this. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, grandpas like this, like, if this is what old age is about, I mean, damn.
You know, it's funny. We just got done seeing Don John or whatever. I was like, that would be in the perspective now. And when I was watching this, I was like, is that going to be me 40 years from now?
Just grab ass him with any girl that you can. And then they're like, oh, it's cute. He's not going to do anything.
I already have that mentality now of like, yeah, you can't get in trouble. So what if they tell you no or whatever? And that was this whole mentality of like, what? I'm old. Man, I can't get in trouble. You're a kid. Oh, but today we talk about bad grandpa people.
Yeah, we are.
It's been a while since a Jackass movie's been. What is it, since 2000, what, 9,
2010. 10? I remember that because it was my senior year, and to this day, Jackass 3 is the hardest I have ever laughed in a theater with my friends.
Probably the best out of all of them, even this one.
Yeah, because, I mean, you and I talked about this on the show. This whole movie is based off the character of Irving Zimmerman, which is this old guy who his skits in the movies and the show are my least favorite.
You know what? And I didn't remember his skits at first, but I remember when we talked about it last week or whatever, until I saw the movie and I was just like, oh yeah, I think I saw why Lehu didn't really care for this guy. I remember all of his skits are starting to come back to me now, whatever. Especially one of them, which I was like, oh. But actually, the one I hated the most, because I thought that was his main skit they always did in TV show and in the movies or whatever, probably was the funniest one in here for me, and that was the stripper scene. Oh, the stripper scene, yeah. That whole ball gag, I can't remember the first two Jackass scene, but I'm sure they did that same joke in it, whatever.
No,
but
they have. They have.
They have, yeah, I figured. Because in the TV show, that was his main gag, whatever. But in here, that one, in the stripper scene, that had me laughing. I'm sorry, I was in tears of laughs. All the black dudes looking at him like, better get the fuck away from
it. It was like kryptonite to them.
Yeah, it's funny because you got a bunch of dudes, like, granted they're doing it for women and shit, but a bunch of dudes wearing like the weirdest fucking outfits and shit, and yet they got freaked out because some old man was asking them questions. I was like, really?
Huh. It sounds like you and I are on different spectrums of this, because it seems like you had a fun time.
For the most part or whatever. I mean, there was parts in the movie, like more towards the end too. Even at the beginning, the first 10 minutes, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then towards the end or whatever, it was kind of like, oh, the jokes are starting to wear off. I mean, the jokes wasn't heavy-hearted. It wasn't like really ha-ha-ha laugh, whatever. But I got some – I probably got like two big laughs in it, and the rest were kind of like chuckles.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's like I said, with this character, I really don't like him. I don't like the skits that they do with him just because it's kind of uncomfortable and not funny to me. But I will say this. That little kid got me bad. That little kid got me bad twice.
Actually, at the end, dude, you know, more towards the end of the film, I started looking at him. I was like, oh my God. Like, especially at the restaurant, I was like, is Johnny Knoxville training this kid to be him?
Well, this is the kid from Fun Size.
Oh my God. Yeah, I remember that.
And the reason Knoxville got him for this movie is like, I had so much fun with him on Fun Size and I just wanted him to do this.
Oh, you could tell the whole cast and crew had fun with him because at the end of, during the trailer, the credits, or whatever, they show like, just skits of them playing around and showing people, hey, we were filming this, whatever. And there's at the end where he's doing the little strip scene or whatever. He's dancing and singing for all the people, whatever. And I was like, they naturally look like they're having a good time.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's one of those things where they do have fun doing these, no matter what it is. And it's one of those things where Johnny Knoxville probably looks at his kids like, I can't keep getting hit in the nuts forever.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, like, I think the reason why all the skits they had is they picked this one is because they had most to go with this one, and as far as Johnny Knoxville not getting hit in the nuts, like you said earlier.
But there is some stunts that he does that is kind of, you know, you can see where he get hurt, like the one with the spaceship that you see in the commercials.
I was going to say, that one, I ain't going to lie, that one had me laughing. That motherfucker, I look like a real goddamn space off when it took off. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, no, that... But that gets to my other kind of criticism about this, is that most of the, you know, the hard laughs are kind of in the trailers and the commercials.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
The only hard laugh I had out that went in the trailer or whatever, which I had no idea was the stripper scene. The only two hard, like, really hard laughs I had was the stripper scene. and the ending as far as, like, the kid going to the beauty pageant. I don't know. That just had me, like, in tears of laughter. I was like, good. I'm glad someone made these people look stupid. Because all the little girls are, like, little bitches and shit. They're like, there's this person here with his grandpa, and that just changes the game for me. And I was like, man, they ain't doing shit. And then when Irving, when he rolls up there and get all them ones out and start, for some reason.
The one that got me the worst, and I mean this, the one that got me the worst is when they have that little kid go up to the random guy. He's like, hey, buddy. Hey, you're my new daddy. What? I love you. Like, that was the one where I was like, wow, if they went up to P1, he would have smacked the shit out of this kid.
I would have ran. I'd be like, what? Who's your mama?
That would impersonate. P1 would have been like, that would impersonate a black person. And he just runs away.
I've just been looking at the camera. I've been looking around like, wait, who the hell set you up for this? I'm being fucking acting future. Is it, I hate your dog. I mean, your dog movie. Who's doing this shit to me right now? This ain't funny. Ain't funny, kid. You know what? The funny thing was, I thought that skit was going to go on longer because it was funny. I thought he was going to do more people. And they put more of that in the credit scene. I was like, they should have had more of that in the film because after that part, I felt it kind of not so much drag. I thought the pacing was okay. But after that whole thing with the whole I love you, I thought the jokes wasn't as too as high as that one was.
I agree. That was really the high point of the movie. Like, that was the part where I was like, okay, well, looks like we're starting to get into the bulk of the laughs now. Because the other one that really got me, you see this in the trailer too, is when he's sitting in the chair and he comes over and kicks it out from under him. And you see everyone's faces. The faces make it.
Cause everybody's reaction in the movie. I think that's what sells the jokes in here as well. Whatever, just seeing the because I laughed harder at people's reactions, just like looking at, like, especially I think his name was Jason, the black guy, when they were trying to put his wife in the trunk.
Oh yeah.
That guy's reaction on his face was like, "You want me to do what?" He had me laughing because he was like, and then he tells him, he's like, "Well." He's like, you didn't really want us to help you move a bed. He's like, no, I wanted you to help me commit a crime. And, you know, I couldn't call you and tell you to do this, whatever. And the black dudes look at him like, what?
Yeah. I mean, there's not really much to say about this. I mean, we all know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing different. I mean, if you've seen the shows or you've seen the previous three movies, whatever, I mean, there's really, I mean, a simple plot is his wife dies, his daughter drops his son off with him or whatever because she's about to go to jail and he's got to go on a road trip to North Carolina to drop him off with his deadbeat dad or whatever. Just
right.
So he can get $600. Just because he believes he's going to get $600.
I know. It's weird because, like, when they brought in that semblance of a story, I was like, that's kind of unnecessary for this.
Yeah. You know, another it did open up with a funny joke for me is when he found out his wife died and he was like, "Woo! I thought she'd never die."
Oh yeah, where he's like, you realize she hasn't touched me in 5 years, now I can actually go and do whatever I want.
And it's like it almost reminded me of Spider-Man 3 when Peter Parker was dancing down the street or whatever. He was dancing down the street looking for fucking strip clubs and shit.
I thought it was gonna go into like Borat territory where it's like he just sees a mannequin and he just starts jerking off in public.
I was like, you can tell he's never been to a strip club. He's at fucking 11 o'clock in the morning knocking on doors talking about, hey, oh, I ain't open. I mean, every now and then there was chuckles in here, but I saw some reviews saying it's the best comedy ever. You know how they do it in the trailers. They like, Time Warner said this or whatever said this, whatever. Most funniest comedy ever. I don't think it's the funniest comedy ever. There's good laughs in there and everything. It has a slow pacing, whatever. Every now and then when it does the slow pacing, people's reactions will probably get to you as far as being the funny part or whatever. But, I give it a rent it.
I'm going to give it a stream it just because I didn't have as much fun with you just because, hey, it really does boil down to I don't like this character and I don't like the jokes that they did with him. The kid had me laughing more than the old grandpa did.
Yeah,
but
every time the kid opened up his mouth or whatever, which honestly the kid doesn't really open up his mouth till like halfway through the film.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like the same thing as Fun Size, which I kind of picked up on.
Yeah, so, it was amazing. I got to give him that though. I was like, wow, this is... I gotta go, cheese my cherry pie.
I was like, this is Little Miss Sunshine if this was done in hell.
I laughed at that the most. That was probably my favorite joke. Is because I remember when I first heard about these pageants for little girls or whatever, I always wanted to do that with a little boy.
Oh, they're bitch fesses. They're bitch fests.
I always wanted to take a little boy in there, like, dress him up as a girl or whatever, and just, like, have him do some shit like that or whatever. So, I was like, Johnny Knoxville stole my idea, son of a bitch.
There's a hilarious story. He ever heard of the show Dance Moms, which revolves around that whole lifestyle?
Yeah.
That's based in my city. Like, that studio is in my city. And after the second season premiere, there was a hate crime done against the studios. There was just bags upon bags of cheeseburgers for the main girl on that show, lined around the dance studio.
I think I heard something about, how long ago was this?
This was like 2 years ago. And
yeah, I think I remember hearing something about that.
Because basically, it's this fat bitch who just bullies all these little girls. So what these people did is they just lined her studio with bags of McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Later, everyone.
Yep, that's the story of the day. Good night, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. You're sorry as hell.
You're very pretty when you're mad.
You're pissing me off.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh my God.
What's your stripper stage name?
I look like a stripper.
I'll just call you Cinnamon.
Want to have some fun?
Yeah.
You're a pretty little girl. You got it?
One little